Hello, everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby, and sitting in my tiny West Town apartment is...
Esmeralda Leon.
We're going to do a short little podcast today, because we both have jobs to do this afternoon.
Yeah.
This is weird. We're in between jobs in the middle of the day on a Saturday. It's really, really hot out. I'm sweating through my shirt. I haven't even left the house. I don't have air conditioning, though. I don't think I'm going to buckle.
Well, it's actually much better outside because it's breezy.
Yeah, I like...
You don't have breezy in here.
For some reason, I find that it's hard for me to eat a lot of food when it's this hot, so it's kind of good for me.
Because you kind of, I don't know, bloated and heat
don't
mix.
So in a way, I'm losing weight. I don't think I'm a better person, a poorer person, but it makes you want to leave the house more. Are you okay?
Yeah. No, okay. I just had something in my mouth.
Okay.
Sorry.
We only have a few stories today.
I wasn't about to, like, spit it out.
Well, that's very kind of you not to spit it out. What's the story today?
iDosing. Have you heard of it, folks?
iDosing. I, like an iPhone and iPod?
Yes.
Like the letter I?
Yes. Okay. Digital drugs. And it's not buying them online. It's essentially MP3s that you listen to and freak you out.
Is it just, like, high-pitched tones in a certain pattern?
I believe so. Let me, they use a binaural, oral.
Yeah, but you don't know what that is.
Or two-tone technology.
Two-tone technology.
To alter your brain waves and mental state, producing a state of ecstasy for the user. Yeah.
So what, do you listen
you
to an example?
There.
Or?
Yeah, you just sit there and listen to the tracks motionless with headphones on. So you just sit there.
Is it high-pitched?
And it does its business.
That's some research you got there going on. This is no different than The Simpsons.
I don't think so.
How is this different than, like, a seizure? It's supposed to be calming?
No, it's supposed to get
you high.
You're supposed to trip? Yeah.
But, like, what kind of high? It kind of matters.
You know what? They actually say, I mean, it doesn't really do much.
Mm-hmm.
The studies show that there's no chemical alteration to your brain. But law officials and educators think it's a gateway to harder drugs. Like real ones.
Yeah, everything's a gateway to harder drugs.
I think it's funny that kids have tried figuring out a way to get themselves high from listening to something.
I don't care anymore.
It's so stupid.
We shouldn't have done this story because I'm pro all of it. I don't care.
Just do it.
Whatever, man. It doesn't matter. If you're so desperate to get high from computer sounds, you should be getting high. What are you lacking? That's the problem. It's not like, oh, I really want to do drugs. It's like, I'm fucking bored. What are you doing to stimulate?
Well, maybe they can't get any because they don't have any money.
No. I think you're missing the point. You're doing something because you're bored. You're not doing something because everything's going great.
That's true, although some people do.
I'm not like, let's go to the bar. I had an awesome day. Let me tell you all about it.
What are you talking about? People do that all the time.
When? What bars?
What do you mean?
No, you go to a club because you want to fuck someone. You go to a bar because you want to drink something away. That's
not
what
really.
They're for. Yes.
Wow.
You're going.
Is that really the only reason you go to a bar?
Yeah, you're going to watch a sporting event and you can't watch at home. You're going because you're lacking camaraderie somewhere else. That's all it is.
Yeah, people like to celebrate at bars.
It's not a bad thing.
You're making it sound like it is.
Everyone's lacking something, and that's why you're doing certain things. That's all it is.
Wow, Mr. Pessimist.
I don't think it's necessarily pessimistic. I just think it's
You just said that everyone is lacking something.
Yeah, we are. We're all lacking something. It's not a bad thing.
You should take this out on tour.
Just me yelling, we're lacking something?
Yes. I think people would get off their butts and go do something so they wouldn't
sweating.
Be lacking. So am I.
This is awful. I'm having an awful time right now.
I can't wait till September.
Yeah. I don't understand the summer hookups for single people. I don't get it.
Because it's so hot. Why would you want to do it right now?
Thank you.
Do it when it's cold out.
Yes, I understand fucking in January. Like, that makes sense to me.
Yeah.
So much more.
No, and it could give you a good pickup line.
Let's
cold.
It's cold. I'm lacking you.
I'm cold. Hug me.
You're lacking me.
There you go. Mm-mm. Have you ever used that one?
I've never used any pickup line, seriously.
Okay, good.
Ever.
You just go, hey.
Hey, hey.
And then they come over.
This and you, what's up? And then we high five.
Okay.
Whatever. Something to do. Someone to do. I don't care.
I'm lacking in something.
Oh, it's hot. Oh.
So we're pitchfork. It's the pitchfork weekend.
We're pitchforking it up. Baby, it's Saturday when we're recording this. We're going to post this on Tuesday night so people can listen to it on Monday.
And relive the memories. Not this one, but
your other ones.
No,
we have... Oh, man, I'm hot. Okay. We were at Pitchfork last night, and I was recovering the press... recovering the comedy stage. Which was great. And
really?
Yes, it was great because it exposed so many people to stand-ups that you've never seen before?
I think I missed the good ones then.
You did miss the good ones. Hannibal was awesome. Did you see Wyatt Cenac?
No.
Yeah, Wyatt Cenac was great. We have interviews with those guys coming up in the next few days. Oh, I'm hot. And Michael Showalter was there. It wasn't my cup of tea at all. But I understand the appeal. I don't like it. He might be a very nice man. I might try to interview
him
today.
I'm sure he's a great guy, but... It was not
If he doesn't give me an interview and I do see him, I will change my tone of this completely.
Okay.
And I will talk shit.
We'll have to do it before and after.
Eugene Merman, really nice guy. Signed my book. I'm happy about that.
Did he say anything to you?
Yeah. He's like, because I sent him an email at Friday morning at like 1 a.m. being like, hey, I'm going to Pitchfork. I know you're really busy. If there's any time, like, here's my number. Give me a call.
Oh,
and he responded. It was like, thanks. If there's any time, just send me another email day of and we'll figure it out. Didn't happen. It was my fault. I was drinking. He was trying to go see Modest Mouse. It was weird. It's like we stood together at Modest Mouse for like 15 minutes. It's like, I know we could be doing this now, but like, he likes Modest Mouse.
He wanted to be in the experience.
I don't care about music anymore.
Yeah,
no, that's not true. I'm very excited to see certain acts today and tomorrow.
Good job.
I'm just kind of pandering right now. I don't even know what the hell I'm doing. I'm just hot and talking fast because I'm afraid if I stop, I'm going to pass out, which is probably the opposite.
Yeah, actually, no, because then you realize when you stop talking... You actually realize what's going on, and then your head just kind of zones out.
I think that's why when I'm on stage at the Brain or something, I'm just talk.
So you don't pass out?
No, so I don't realize how badly it's going.
I see. Because if you keep talking, no one can say anything.
That's why someone like Hannibal is so impressive.
Because he's silent a lot?
No, he's got a slow delivery and intentional pauses, and I don't get it. Like Lewis Black, that makes sense to me. I could do that. Dave Attell makes sense to me. I get that comedy. Mitch Hedberg, you're just waiting for...
I liked Mitch.
Mitch was amazing, but I couldn't do that. It's just waiting for things to fail or waiting for a laugh. There's always a wait.
Well, the thing is, his wait for the laugh, he knew it.
Yes,
he knew the laugh was in there.
Not all the time, not every crowd.
What? Most of the time. That was his shtick.
I would disagree, ma'am.
It was like his...
Because you've only heard his albums.
I never saw him live, no.
Yeah, and his last album wasn't an album proper. It was just him recording on the road. And a lot of stuff bombed because it wasn't ready yet. He was road testing it.
I see.
So it's impressive to me when people could not just scream at the audience.
People like getting screamed at.
Do you like summer festivals at all?
No.
Do you like the outdoors at all?
No, I don't.
Then why did you go to California?
Because it was nice there.
Okay.
It wasn't hot.
It's hot, man.
It was actually, there was one day it was like 80, but because here it was like freezing,
yeah,
I appreciated it.
Yeah, that was in March, I think, right?
San Francisco, 70s.
You had a bad day today.
I did.
We could talk about it a little bit.
Who knows if I, wait, the day is not done yet.
Oh, yeah, you have to do more of this stuff.
We'll
talk about it yet. Tease. That's a tease.
We'll see if my day goes any worse.
How could your summer get better?
The whole world becomes air conditioned.
So just a cooler temperature, you're fine.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you work in a bank? They always seem to have a nice.
No, because then you get too cold. Isn't that horrible?
Yeah,
you want air conditioning, but then you get too cold.
I don't want air conditioning.
You gotta put a sweater on.
I don't want air conditioning. I gotta work at the Brain tonight.
It's cool in there.
Yeah.
It's refreshing.
I don't want to work.
Oh. No one will be there.
I disagree.
Pitchfork. Everyone's gonna be at Pitchfork.
Pitchfork ends at 10.
Yeah, but there's all those bars around.
I like
there.
How people are like, oh, it's Pitchfork. There's 15,000 people in Pitchfork. The Cubs have 33,000 people every game. It's not a big deal.
I know, but for
in terms
the,
of a, not
the
a
hipster
people,
community, it is.
Oh, whatever. Whatever. There's almost as many people at Wicker Park Fest in and out. There's Logan Square Fest next week. It doesn't matter.
Alright, well then the Brain's gonna be empty.
Okay.
For 3 weeks.
That's great.
There's all these festivals.
Oh, speaking of the Brain, I'm excited for our next few shows. I'm very excited. The live show's going well-ish. I just watched the late live show.
Yes.
They posted it.
I saw
you online. I saw you for like 3 seconds.
Oh, really?
You and John.
Great.
Oh, it's hot.
Was it...
Let's not get into it.
Okay.
Because there's some positives and there's some negatives, and I do want to talk to you and everyone else on the staff about that.
Goodness.
But I don't want to make
this just
thing.
Turned into a meeting.
It's almost a meeting. We had a long meeting the other day.
We did. Longer than regular people work meetings.
Yeah, I know.
I think.
I know. We were all here last night. Not we all, but there's like 10 people here last night, and I didn't want to talk to any of them.
Yeah.
I don't know why I invited everyone over. I was having such a good time, and as soon as I walked in, it was like, I don't even want to drink anymore. I just want to eat.
And then they all wanted to go to a bar, and then they left immediately after that.
No, we got here at like 10:20.
No, but they left the bar.
Yeah, I know.
It was like 10 minutes later, they're calling.
Yeah. When is a 4 a.m. ever a good idea?
And there's never.
When you want to fuck, then it's okay. You want to fuck and you want drugs. I get that.
It is really, it's always a horrible idea to go to the 4 a.m.
Yes.
Because once you get there and you have that drink, you're like, oh, I shouldn't have come here.
There's a few times where I've gone to a 4 a.m. where like, this is so much fun. And it's usually when I started drinking at like 1 a.m.
Yeah.
Not like 6 p.m.
There's been a couple times.
Yeah.
But because it's a dance party.
But yes, and it's got to be something stupid.
Yeah, exactly. And you're kind of drunk and you're like, whatever.
Should we do the show drunk? We never do the show drunk.
Yeah, we do, but we just don't air it.
Yeah, I mean... Should we ever air those shows?
I don't know. You should. You know what? You keep those as a B-side.
Oh, okay. I wanted to do... Let's do some shows. Let's try to record more of these, and we'll start having themes. We'll do drunk shows, and we're going to do no swearing, clean shows.
I can do that. I don't know about you.
That's the problem.
If we should have a little machine or a noise, so every time you do swear on that show, it goes clink.
No.
Like, it's a penny jar. Or a quarter jar.
Well, like, we're not doing that. I'm not hooking up a 360 machine.
Clink.
Do you want to explain
clink,
what a 360 clink, machine clink, is to the clink, listener? Clink. It's a Plinko machine.
It's a machine that has noises on it.
It's... You're smart.
That is what it is, isn't it? It's got buttons and you
it's
put noises on
bank,
it.
It's an audio bank, and it's got many banks, and within each bank there's sound effects. So if you hear the quack, quack, and shit like
that's
that...
That's what it is.
That's from the 360
But
machine.
I just told you, it's a fucking machine with noises on it.
That's every machine ever. That's a toaster.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Which you could probably get that noise
when
isolated.
When was the last time you had toast?
Last Sunday.
Really? You have toast that often?
No.
Was it at a restaurant?
Yes.
Okay.
It just so happened I had toast.
I never had
Before
toast.
Before that, though, it's weeks, months.
I've never had toast. I've never had toast. No, I never have made toast alone.
I don't have a toaster.
Really?
No, do you?
Yeah.
You have a toaster?
Yeah.
Like a punk. And they come out?
Yes, it's a Plinko machine.
Why do you have a toaster? You don't even eat toast, apparently.
I should eat some toast.
Does it do something else?
No.
Just toast bread.
Wait, do toasters do other stuff?
Yeah, there's some that
cook
eggs.
Oh, like a toaster oven?
No.
What the fuck are you talking
about?
There's
some toasters.
Is this late night shit you're talking about?
No.
Infomercials?
I've seen them in the superstores.
That cook eggs.
In the
superstores? Only in the superstores. Not the grocery store, the supermarket, just the superstores.
In the side. They have a little thing to make eggs, so then you have eggs and toast.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. I should get that.
And then there's the ones that you can make bagels.
Well, that's every toaster.
No, because some aren't roomy enough.
Oh, the wide enough? Yeah.
And I think some of them cut them as well.
I don't think the toaster would cut that.
I don't know.
Because that just seems like bad engineering. Here's a giant blade and something really warm, and you don't want to put a fork in the other thing.
Put a fork in it and jiggle it around.
What is that line, put a fork in it?
There's a line?
There's a
I
saying,
didn't know
like,
there was
put
a line.
Put a blank in it.
Oh, I don't know.
Put a cork
sit
in it?
Sit on it?
No, not sit on it. Put a cork in it?
I don't know.
I don't know either. No, I think I should have some toast. Isn't it very European to have like toast and coffee in the morning? Or is that just like old people?
That's people with... That's the Blues Brothers.
I like the Blues
and
Brothers.
And...
That is the Blues Brothers.
I think it is a European thing.
Because this isn't just like here's
or no,
some
they just have coffee.
Bread and marmalade.
Yeah.
And some fish.
Some fish.
There's this place, there's brunch
That's
place.
Jewish.
No, well, I don't care.
Lox, bagels and lox.
Not bagels and lox, but like thick, heavy bread, marmalade, and like some fish thing. It's Italian.
Ew.
It's awesome.
Fish thing?
There's this brunch place on Montrose.
It does not sound
like,
good.
Between Ashland and Damon.
Do you eat it like on top of the marmalade?
I think it's like a sandwich type of thing.
Sick.
It was great. Whoa. It's not, it doesn't, it's, we should go.
Don't eat that
in
the heat.
We never will, but we should go.
It's one thing you don't eat in heat.
It was really nice and air-conditioned. Oh, they're decorated with,
yeah,
like, easy-bake ovens.
Because you can't eat that shit and then go out in the searing heat because
yeah,
it's
you can.
Fish.
It was good.
Oh.
It was, what about dried fish?
Oh, I was just thinking about it. It makes me nauseous.
You don't like fish, though, do you?
I do.
What kind of fish?
It's not dried fish and
What's
fish
wrong
with marmalade.
Dried fish? What's wrong with marmalade-y fish?
Ugh. No thanks.
Is that like a... That's got to be like a gay cover band for Lady Gaga. Marmalade fish?
Marmalade fish. Or, yeah. No, like Lady Marmalade.
Well, that's a mixture between Patti LaBelle
yeah.
and
What's
just
their
Patti
names?
LaBelle. Patti LaBelle's group?
Yeah, they were those crazy outfits.
Oh, fuck.
Talking about...
This is killing me.
Fucking dudes. Isn't it?
You
right?
swore.
I've already sworn twice.
You keep track of that?
Because I don't do that often.
Wow. I never know. How many times do I swear?
I don't know.
Do you?
I'm not keeping track of you.
You should. I need someone to take
you,
track of me.
That's why we need the little clinky noise.
I went to this film thing on Thursday night, and as soon as I walked in, I was kicking myself for not inviting you. It was this meet and greet for this film festival I signed us up for.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my god.
Were all the bigwigs there?
There's no fucking thing as a bigwig. That doesn't make sense. It was awful. I fucking hate everyone.
What was it? What were they doing?
Merle, god damn it, just be the producer for all the films. You're gonna go there and be the nice person. Come on. Well, then find somebody that's nicer than you that can talk to the people. Know. That's the problem. I could talk
I don't
to
know
these
how
people.
To schmooze.
Within like 5 seconds, I insulted this very nice man.
Jeez. He's how does that even happen?
He said, like, oh, this is great. It's a 48-hour film project, that's what it's called.
Yes.
Just write, direct, finish, whatever, within 48 hours. And he goes, oh, I don't really do this much anymore. We only do it for the project, the 48-hour project. And I go, well, why is that? He goes, well, I'm too...
busy?
I'm just not motivated enough to finish anything. I go, well, that's not my problem. I'm not lazy at all. I finished 3 in a year. Like, something like that.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't saying, like, fuck you, asshole,
well,
you're
he did
a loser.
He did just say he wasn't motivated, which
but then
in turn means you're lazy, doesn't
it? I know,
it?
But yes, to me it does. To me it does. But, like, and instantly I was like, I didn't, you know, like, I don't mean I don't like you or you're
and
lazy.
And then what did he say?
He got a little standoffish, and I was like,
oh,
I'm
did
not.
He?
Yeah.
Maybe because you explained to him.
It's like, I fucking did 3.
That you just apologized. I think that's why.
I didn't apologize
I think when
to him
you
instantly.
Leave, yeah, I think when you leave it, people know it's a joke. But then you start explaining it. You always do
nope.
that.
Oh, yeah. Explain.
You always go, I didn't mean to. I just meant this.
I fucking mean it. I don't care. You
like,
are a loser. You
and
are
that's
lazy.
That's when I think people get all weird because they're like,
what? What?
You were, wait a minute.
If he's self-aware that he's doing it, why is he doing it?
I think if you just leave it, people would laugh.
Last night I was talking, like, when Eugene Merman was, I was walking with him and the dude Tim from La Savvy Fav, who hosted the comedy stage.
Mm-hmm.
And I goes, it was all right, man. Good job. He's like, yeah, I was trying. I was like, I could really tell. Or something like that.
And then did you say, like, oh, I didn't mean it.
He's like, thanks. I was like, yeah, comedy's hard. Or something like that. Because he shouldn't have hosted it.
Yeah.
He was awful.
Someone doesn't
he was
know
awful,
that they're not funny.
But at the same time, he was perfect for that crowd.
Yeah.
Because those people have never seen stand-up before.
Yeah.
So it's different. And there were so many kids near the front that would just yell at the comics or anywhere you were at in
hecklers.
The park. But they weren't really hecklers because it wasn't like
they
a club
setting.
They
didn't know that they were hecklers?
Yeah, they didn't know they were hecklers.
They think they invented that?
Yeah, yeah. And it was weird. And Hannibal did some great crowd work. And
well, that's good.
But at the same time, in the brain, I could go up and a real host could shut that down.
Well, yeah, because you'd yell at them.
That's the job of the host. The mm-hmm. host's job is to take all that bullshit and blame and take it on them and make enemies with them or be friends with them, usually
yeah.
friends, or kick them out.
Yeah.
But you can't kick someone out of an open-air festival for yelling, like, LeBron during a comedy bit that has nothing to do with LeBron James.
Yeah.
It's hard to deal, like, hard to think about that. I don't know where I was going with this. Oh, yeah, I insulted that man on accident. I gotta stop doing that.
You just have to stop explaining yourself.
I didn't explain myself last night, and he took it as more of an insult.
Oh.
I think the explaining them just confuses them, so they don't necessarily hate me.
Oh. Maybe, just leave it at that, because I think you do say things that are the truth.
What the?
Well.
I'm a freedom fighter.
Well, his whole, I'm not motivated.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's like, all right, lazy.
Yeah.
Fine. It's the truth.
But he was motivated enough to come up to me and talk to me, and I was not motivated to talk to anyone
oh, how
there.
How did that start? I would like a tutorial on how to go up to strangers.
I was writing in my notebook. I had ideas for the film, so I was just starting to write those down, and he just came up and was like, hey, I'm so-and-so. And he was
that's
nice.
That's so weird.
It was very
I can't
nice
do that.
That's the point of the meet and greet.
How do you do
then
that?
Then you're not the producer. We need someone else.
I don't know how that works.
I don't
know.
Because
then it gets all weird and quiet. Because then what else are you going to say?
I don't like how every goddamn interaction I have at one of these things, it turns into me interviewing people. Because they don't know what to say. No one knows how to ask a question back. For example, what did you eat for lunch today?
I had pasta. What did you have?
There you go. That's what you say. What did you? Say the exact same thing back.
That's true.
That's how you end it. That's how it keeps rolling. You do not know what momentum is. Obviously not if you do one fucking thing a year.
He's not motivated enough to finish the conversation.
How do you deal with that? Like, it's not
hard to figure
out. I
don't know. You just walk away from him? You go, so, I'll see you later.
No, he invited his friends over, and one of them comes to the brain. He's like, I recognize you. I'm like, yeah, I know you. Whatever. He's like, you're the guy that does this. I'm like, I do a lot. What do you do?
Not good.
Just brush his teeth well. You can tell he's got a lot of gummy shit. a lot of tartar, and he doesn't even smoke. It's weird when people that don't smoke have gnarly teeth.
Oh, no.
I know, and he's not British.
Was he chewing on some tartar tablets? So you could see all the tartar? That's not good when you can see the tartar.
It's so hot in here, I can't tell if something's burning.
Why would something be burning?
It smells like the computer's burning, but I can't tell. It's just hot out. It could just be me. Let's end this. We both got to go to work. Let's plug some stuff. You're going to hear this. Yeah, let's just plug the next live show. July 26th. Is that right, Merle? It's the calendar right in front of you.
Uh-huh.
Are you tired?
Yeah, it's hot out.
Okay.
That's what happens when it's hot out. People get tired.
Well, also, the first thing you asked when you came here, it was, do you have any soda left?
I wanted some soda.
I want to get nourished like an 8-year-old.
I wanted some soda.
What'd you have? Just some orange
water.
Fanta?
Yeah, was it Fanta or Sunkist?
I don't know. I put it away.
I think it was Fanta.
I think it was Fanta.
Coke products.
Yeah. Oh, that's the horn. Good.
That means it's time to go, folks.
July 26th. It's going to be great. We got Mike Steven from Outside the Loop Radio, a great show on WAW, about to post their 200th episode.
Ooh,
milestone. Never missed a week.
Exciting.
We got a lot to learn from these guys.
Yeah.
Comedian Bill Cruz, one of the funniest men in Chicago, and this will be very fun. The loudest band we've ever had at the Hungry Brain, Lasers and Fast and Shit.
I just like their name is like, it's a sentence.
Lasers
it's a
fast
weird
and
sentence.
Shit. Oh my.
No, just be like Lasers and Fast and Shit.
Yeah. It's like, awesome. That's exactly.
You should have someone introduce them that way. Introducing Lasers and Fast and Shit.
You mean like an unaffected 18-year-old boy?
Yes.
No.
He could dance up.
No,
the stage.
I'll probably ask him a question that will accidentally insult them like I seem to do.
That could be your shtick.
I don't want that shtick.
I insult people.
Oh, it's hot out. I gotta put on another shirt already. This is pointless. All right, thanks for listening, everybody. Have a wonderful night, and see you on Monday at the Brain.
Follow us on Twitter at YMTE. Friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/youmethemeverybody. And for details on Monday and Tuesday nights at the Hungry Brain, go to youmethemeverybody.com.